Welcome back, guys, to Unveiled by Grace Podcast. This is your man of God. This is your host, Ron. I'm back. Whoa. Look. Okay, first, today is July 6th. So, happy Independence Day, 4th of July, post 4th of July. I haven't uploaded for about almost 2 weeks. Literally, it's been a lot going on. Good things. We've been packing, moving, getting ready for the move. Moving, which is what this episode is going to be about. But not necessarily moving, but motion. We're going to talk about motion. But before I get into that, Thank you. You guys have been so supportive. I know I kind of haven't uploaded and haven't been consistent. But again, we've been moving. I'm literally doing this right now. Just know that I had to unpack the mic and different things. Because we're actually moving. We're packing up. So it's been a crazy week or two. But we are moving. We got the keys. We're ready to go. Everything's packed up. And we will be out of our old place and going to our new place on Monday. Monday, the 8th. July 8th. But we'll get more into that. The new place is great. My wife loves it. Some more space. I'm going to have a area for my studio where I can record and give you guys more video content for the podcast and just in general. But a lot of things have been happening. A lot of things which goes with motion. What is motion? Motion, and yes, motion has to do with movement. But are you moving towards God? Are you moving towards righteousness? Are you moving towards and aligning with His plan and purpose for your life? Because for so long, not just me, I'm sure a bunch of you who are listening, you have been doing things the way you want to. You have been doing things that not all the time goes against what God wants you to be doing. Because I believe once you truly, truly begin to draw closer to God, you don't necessarily do things that go against Him. We all stumble. We all make mistakes. That's why His grace and His mercy is everlasting. But we do things because we just didn't hear clearly. Sometimes we're disobedient. Sometimes we're, you know. And now if you don't hear clearly, or if you don't hear clearly or just ignorant to certain things, then that's one thing. But to clearly hear Him and be disobedient, that's another. So repent. No, but seriously, motion is getting and moving towards God and aligning yourself with His will and purpose. And that's what this episode is going to be about. And I'm going to try to give the perfect analogy for us moving and everything God has been doing, man. In the last month or so. But first, I have to shout out you guys. You guys have been amazing. Like, literally, the emails, the DMs, the support, just all around and all across the board has been amazing. Thank you guys. Thank you so much for just supporting, but also wanted to pay attention, you know? You guys wanted to pay attention means everything. And all glory goes to God. And I don't want to misstep or misinform or just do anything that makes you guys, you know, feel like I'm not doing enough, and or I just don't want to not please our Heavenly Father. But look, so, man, what has been going on these last 2 weeks? Of course, you guys know we're moving. Of course, you guys know a little bit about the projects and the things that I've been working on. And this isn't going to be all about those projects, which I will speak about them because a lot of them have manifested and are here. They're real. They're tangible. First, we can start with the book, Unveiled. It is available. It's on Amazon. It's on anywhere you buy books digitally. And, of course, the website is under construction. But neither here nor there, the book is done. It is ready. It's everything's set up. Everything's as far as the business side of it, copyrights and things of that nature. Everything is done and ready for the marketplace. Okay, so I'm excited about that. I'm gonna do more and speak more about it and things of that nature. But that's one project that's taking me years to finish, but it's done. Yeah, my perfectionist and my little self-criticism. I'm very critical. But it's up. It's ready. There's no changes that needs to be made. It is available. It's ready for the public, for you guys. Unveiled. Go check it out. And we'll talk more about that. Go on my social medias. You'll see it there as well. Anyways, moving on. Next, the clothing brand, New Creation. Still under construction, but my guy, my brother, is doing and working on getting that as far as the website and getting all the I's dotted and T's crossed, so to speak. But my work is done with it. Just the design, the branding, and things of that nature. Well, I wouldn't say branding, but you guys know what I mean. Just basically getting it ready for print, ready for distribution, and things of that nature. Just really waiting on the website. Now, motion. Stop being hard-headed. Stop being stubborn. Get out the way. Get out God's way. Open your mouth. See, these are a lot of the tools that are needed to create motion. I don't think they heard me. To create motion, movement, progress, forward towards God, towards His plans, towards His purpose, just towards getting to know Him. Thank you, Jesus. Because, you know, I was talking to my sister, my older sister, and just for clarification, my sister Renee, she's not my sister by blood, but by the body of Christ, and just a really, really close friend. But she my sister, for sure, for sure. But my older sister. And we were just speaking about a bunch of things, what's been going on and things of that nature. But a lot of our progress, a lot of our distraction, a lot of the things that hinder the motion, a lot of it is really securing and guarding not just your heart, but your mind. The biggest real estate where the enemy can get in and create his own motion, right? And his motion is always foul. Foul on the play. Red flag penalty. You know what I'm saying? 15-yard penalty. Going backwards, right? He's always going to try to get you to go backwards, to get you to be far from God, to get you to just fumble on the play. You know what I mean? And we were talking about a bunch of different things, man. And, you know, rejection was brought up. A lot of things, man. A lot of personal things. But not even, you know, y'all know I'm vulnerable over here. So I'm going to keep it a bill, a buck, 100. And as honest and as vulnerable as I can be. Right? But a lot of, so much of stagnation, procrastination, doubt, fear, all these things. And look, man, there's a lot of you that are listening. You know, that's why you're listening. That's why you're tuned in. That's why you're tapped into this particular podcast. That's why you're listening and tuned in to every word that I speak. Because you know that not only that I hear from God, but you are aligned with the exact every word that comes from the Lord about your life. Where you are right now is why you're listening. And I looked at my demographics. A lot of you are y'all around my age, but you know, I got a lot of the youth listening to me as well. So help me when I say this, but a lot of our stagnation, procrastination, and dream killers, I always go back to that. And not just dream killers, because the dream is nothing without the vision and provision and reliance on our Heavenly Father. It's nothing. It ain't even a dream at that point. Right? So, you know, It's very, very important that we understand the tactics. It's very important that we understand the warfare. It's very important that you understand who you are in Christ. I was listening to Papa speak about this the other day. And he spoke on identity. He spoke on, there's a difference in how you see you, how others see you, and how God see you. Yeah? Right? And majority of the time, we focus more on how people see us. Yeah? We focus on how we see us. And I feel the difference between how we see us, how you see yourself, and how others see you is ego and arrogance. Now, don't get me wrong. Nothing's wrong with being confident. But if you're not seeing yourself, or if you don't understand who you are to our Heavenly Father, who you are in the kingdom, if you don't understand that first, then everything else really is tainted, and it's a screwed perception. But most of us worry or focus on how others see us and how we see ourselves. I can't tell you which one is worse, because I don't believe that one is worse. I just know that if it ain't what God want and what He say and how He see and how He think about me, it don't even matter, because everything else is a lie, right? So And I'm going somewhere with this. The reason why I'm focusing on the importance of understanding how God sees you. Because a lot of our stagnation and procrastination and doubt is based in that realm of how we see ourselves or how others see us. And most of the time, we see ourselves undervalued. Most of the time, we think others see us undervalued. So, just right there alone, you playing yourself short. You know what I mean? Like, and that's such a huge hurdle, you know? And like I was telling my sister, like, you know, I've been there too, because, and I still struggle with a lot of that because of my childhood. See, the enemy knew from a long time ago who you were, and he knew you'd be a problem. I'll say that, because I don't believe he knew exactly, oh, you're God is going to use you for this. No, because he ain't God. But he definitely knew, like, ah, this one here is going to be a problem. So he used tools. He used different things to slow up that process or destroy or kill the birthing of who God called you to be, right? Because the enemy always, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. We know that. God's word tells us that, right? So he been playing on you. He been coming after you since a young age. Thank God for our mothers, our grandmothers, our fathers, our uncles, our granddads, the men and women of God that pray over you, because, man, you know, and some of us wasn't even that blessed to have that. So just understand, like, it's we have and have had a lot of work to do. And some of us, we are so grateful and just thankful and being able to share our testimony, being able to be living witnesses of what, just what he's done after the cross. Yeah? Ooh, did they hear me? I don't think they heard me. What he's done after the cross. Because the cross and him dying on the cross for us is everything. But my Lord, thank you, Jesus, for the things you've done in my life after the cross. Ooh, the resurrection. That's where, and no, I am not rambling, because watch this. The resurrection, when he rose with all power in his hand, right? Y'all, come on now. Come on now. Now look at it. All the shame, rejection, abandonment, fear, doubt, everything that you've gone through. And some of you, man, if you don't just share, open your mouth, your presence alone has made new believers. Ooh, because some people know what you've been through. They only know a piece of it, but they know. And look, some of them was a part of destroying you, eh? And they see you just as everything, you know, they see you. So they like, whoa, you know what? I need to change my life. I need to know what he know. I need to believe in the God he believe in. Who is this Jesus? Because, you know what I'm saying? But I want you guys to know that you're doing a great job and that everything's in motion. Motion. Yes, 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 Lord. Everything is in motion. You have leaned and trusted only in Him. When things weren't going the way you wanted it and you felt like giving up, you kept your eyes and your focus on Him. No matter what the enemy has thrown at you. So, yeah, you in the building. We in there. And the fight doesn't stop. You know, you just got a promotion, which means there's more accountability and more responsibility. But the foundation, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Like, the foundation never changes. This is concrete, firm. But you worked to get there. You had to mess up. You had to get to a broken place. You had to be humbled. You had to cry out. You had to rely only on Him. And you did. And now, get ready for the cake and ice cream. Get ready for the... Hallelujah. Oh, man. I don't think y'all know. So, when the enemy try to tell you, or when even those that's closest to you try to remind you of what you used to do and what you used to be, man, you just look that enemy in the face and you tell him, devil, you is a lie. You are a liar. I am about my Father's business in Jesus' name. Amen. Look, I love y'all. That's my time. This is definitely going to be a part two. I try to keep things at a certain time frame because I don't want to overspeak, especially on audio, because I don't know. I just feel like people listen less when they're not, you know, I can't explain it. I just feel like we listen less when, you know, we don't have visuals to back what we're listening to, if that makes sense. Now, especially in the podcasting world, but a lot of you, I know, this isn't just a podcast. This is daily bread. This is food. This is spiritual food. This is the unveiling. So I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. This is episode 13. Episode 13 of the Unveiled by Grace podcast with your brother, your man of God, Ron. And this episode is motion. So let's keep it in motion. Stay in motion. Keep moving, keep trusting God, and He will only steer you to the expected end. I love you guys so much. I don't think you guys know how supportive and how much it truly blesses me that I'm able to do what I'm doing on this podcast and everything that's coming in the future. So I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. And I'll see you guys in the next episode. And stay tuned. Stay tuned. We have so much that's coming. And I love you guys so much. But remember, Jesus loves you more. Shalom.